This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. Yesterday I promised that today we would speak about weed. Now, this is not the tajweed, this is actually the cannabis. And I'm sure that a lot of you know that across the globe there is a discussion about whether it should be legal or not, with some of the countries legalizing it. Some legalizing its growth, plantation. However, what we need to know is, yes, while there are medicinal properties that have been confirmed within the extract of the cannabis plant or leaf, known as CBD or THC for medicinal purposes, there is a recreational purpose that some think that just because it's allowed in certain places, so we can just go for it and it's okay, you know. So the example of this is similar to that of other things that are legal perhaps in countries, but we wouldn't partake of it or drink from it or eat or consume from it because of it, you know, being unacceptable from another angle, if you believe that. So if you're a Muslim, you would believe intoxicants are not permissible. You wouldn't drink alcohol. And if you did, you would actually repent for it, because that's what Islam, you know, has stipulated. And not just Islam, there are a lot of others who also believe it's bad for the health. In Islam, it's actually disallowed, you know, the drinking of intoxicants or the taking of any intoxicants. So even if a lot of it were to intoxicate you, a little bit of it is still disallowed. Now, it's just like the other drugs that we have that are pharmaceutical drugs, where if a person is to take them, some of them, because they're not well and because in a way that they have been prescribed by the experts of medicine, the same would apply to this. If it is allowed in your country, if it is legal in your country, then it doesn't mean that you can just abuse it. So we do not condone the abuse of these drugs that may be legal, even if it's off-the-shelf drugs, even if it's just cough mixture. People who abuse cough mixture are guilty of doing something wrong. The same applies to prescription drugs, sometimes pethidine and various other injections that people become addicted to. And they abuse these and they take them when it's not necessary or needed from a medicinal perspective. In that case, it would not be allowed. It would be illegal even from a country perspective, and it would also be unacceptable from a religious perspective. The body is yours to look after, and it belongs to Allah ultimately, and we shouldn't be doing anything that would cause damage to it knowingly. So when it comes to something, when it comes to cannabis, for example, like I say, you know, the smoking of it is never beneficial in the Islamic sense. The medicinal properties are acknowledged, and at the same time, if need be, and that is legal wherever you are, and it's prescribed, or whether it's from a herbalist or whether it's from some other expert for a condition that you may be facing, then it has been proven to be effective if it is taken in the correct way. You know, you need to find more detail of that out, CBD, THC, etc., and how to take it, but not the smoking of it, subhanAllah, you know, the recreational part of it. It's like normal cigarettes, for example. We would say that even though it's on the shelves in a lot of countries, and some have banned it, some cities are smoke-free, it doesn't mean that because it's available on a national level or in your country that it's suddenly good for you or it's even permissible. In the same way, this and many other things, you know, we have, for example, adultery is perhaps allowed in a lot of countries, but that doesn't make it okay for you and I who would like to stay away from it. And the same applies to other sins that are there, you know. immorality, even to say words that might be low in terms of morality and like swear words, abusive words. It might not be illegal to a certain extent, but from a religious perspective, it's not what we should be doing. And we should stay away from those words, opt for clean words, opt for a clean diet, opt for that which is clean, halal and tayyiban. It needs to be halal one hand and it needs to be tayyib, pure and good on the other. So we opt for these words and we opt for this type of lifestyle, a clean lifestyle, a beautiful lifestyle, that which is free from anything that we would consider degrading, even in the least, or if not degrading, then that which is bad perhaps, or that which is not completely pure and good. So let's understand this, my brothers and sisters. A lot of people don't like to talk about weed, and a lot of people don't admit that it has medicinal properties for those who require it, for those who need it, for those whom it is prescribed for in a way that it is prescribed, and also making sure that it's legal in your country. Don't come and say, I encouraged you, when it's illegal, and then when you get caught, I'm sorry, you know, if it's banned in where you are, then you're in trouble. So we're talking of people who have just said, oh, now that it's legal and it's okay, you know, the countries have legalized it, so, you know, let's just have it. And they have these cigarettes made of cannabis and everything else. Remember to purify yourself. That's not the way it should be. That's not how it is. But rather, we must make sure that we abstain from that which is not absolutely needed and necessary. So I thought this was a very important clarification. Many people are asking me about weed. People are saying family members are just smoking it and, you know, claiming that it's okay. Please read up about how dangerous and damaging it is if you were to smoke it, and how or what it does to you. In fact, those countries that perhaps may have legalized the social and recreational use of it would probably have to arrive at some form of refinement of those laws to ensure that the public order is maintained and so on. So what I'm saying is, from a religious perspective, unless it's absolutely needed in a way that it's needed, it's considered similar to those drugs that are prescription drugs. It's considered similar to the other drugs that are abused. Even codeine is being abused, I believe, and so many other drugs. I'm sure those who know, and those who are in the medical field would know as well. But this is something that I felt was to be addressed. People have either this extreme or that extreme when it comes to their views regarding weed, but I'm giving you an enlightened opinion based on the knowledge that we have been given. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us purity and help us. I do know of people who've used the cannabis extract in a proper way with a very strict diet, and they've been helped when it comes to epileptic fits. They've been helped when it comes to, they've eradicated them actually, and I know of quite a few. They've also had their tumors reduced and eradicated at times. I know medicine might disagree with this. You know, the typical medical school won't teach you this, but it is an alternative. Sometimes people need to go into even cancerous tumors, etc. There are people, I'd like you to read up about this online and see what it's all about. But I've given you the religious perspective, and I think it's been very balanced, where when it is needed in a medicinal way, in a specific way, how has been prescribed, the extract of it can be beneficial. When it is legal where you are, don't do something illegal. And when it comes to the recreation and the, you know, social smoking of it and all that, we should abstain from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all our brothers and sisters goodness and purity and cure from all their sicknesses and diseases. That's my message for today. I had promised, and inshallah, I hope to be back again tomorrow with another beautiful message. I'm going to be posting this up on YouTube, so you can check out the channel, Mufti Menk ROX, meaning youtube.com/MuftiMenkROX, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum, shukran for all your topic suggestions, and hope to see you again soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.